supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. You are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program, Today's Special. I invite you to be with us. Our topic for today is the concept of divorce in Islam. Today, Saturday, is the 12th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 25th of day 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 5th of January 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. Today, we'll listen to chapter Talaq, verse 1. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ya ayyuhan nabiy idha talaqtumun nisaa fatalliquhunna li'iddatihinna wa ahsul 'iddah wattaqu Allaha rabbakum. لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله ومن يتعد حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا.
O Prophet, when you Muslims divorce women, divorce them for the commencement of their waiting period, and keep count of the waiting period, and fear Allah, your Lord. Do not turn them out of their husbands' houses, nor should they themselves leave during that period, unless they are committing a clear immorality. And those are the limits set by Allah. And whoever transgresses the limits of Allah has certainly wronged himself. You know not. Perhaps Allah will bring about after that a different matter.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy
Quran.
Divorce is subject to certain conditions and specific rules and ethical principles. Likewise, there are certain requirements for confrontation with enemies, and Muslims are not supposed to poison the drinking water, destroy the trees, and wrong children, women, and senior citizens. Significant factors leading to divorce include the partner's mistreatment of each other. The blessed chapter mainly treats of divorce, with which it opens by addressing the noble prophet of Islam as the great leader of the Islamic community and states the general ruling by a plural verbal form, saying, O messenger, whenever you intend to divorce your wives, do so at the time of their prescribed periods. This is IRIB English Radio, today's special continuation of this program about divorce in Islam. Islam tolerates divorce and separation of a husband and wife under specific conditions. However, Islam regards divorce as abhorrent and reprehensible. Thus, it has been censured in hadith. Imam Sadiq has declared, Verily, Allah loves a house in which a wedding is held and hates a house in which a divorce is conducted. And there is nothing more hateful than divorce. Noble Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, has elsewhere announced, Among that which Allah has made permissible, there is nothing he hates more than divorce, and Allah hates a man who divorces and marries many women. Sayyid Jawad al-Ghazwini.
Islam is against dehumanizing people. Islam is against the harassment of human beings. Even animals and plants and the wildlife shall not be harassed. But there is one area within our community. It's a cup of tea that if you were to drink from, you will be dehumanized and disrespected. You will feel agony and pain for many years, and that is going through a divorce. For many reasons. One that I shall focus on a little further into this discourse is trying to seek a divorce. And we all know that it is easier to seek a divorce for a man in our community than a woman. God forbid if you happen to be a woman in our community trying to get a divorce. Some of them will be dehumanized, humiliated, disrespected. Their lives would be on a pause, not for a week or two or three, not for a month, not for months, sometimes years. I came across a real individual. This is not a story. This is not some fictitious tale. That had to wait 7 years to get it, to be granted a divorce. 7 years of agony and pain. You have to write 50 emails, 100 letters, speak to 60 Maulana. Sometimes you have to travel to Najaf and to Qom just to be granted your freedom. And similarly, some of the men in our community are disrespected when they go to the courts, whether it's in Europe or America or Canada or elsewhere, because it's a war. Divorce and the divorce process turns into a war, a battlefield, a bloody battlefield. How we are willing to fight a dirty war and accuse someone and possibly cause them imprisonment and possibly cause them deportation just because we're going through a divorce? Just because your lawyer told you that this is the best way for you to be granted a divorce? Or to accuse your husband, who may be the father of your children, of lies and accusations? Just to quench your thirst for revenge? This is a problem, and it scars people for many years. And this is not a discourse where we side with either the woman or the men.
IRI, the English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Now, dear brothers and sisters, let's look at the steps to an Islamic divorce. Evaluate and try to reconcile. When a marriage is in danger, couples are advised to pursue all possible remedies to rebuild the relationship. Divorce is allowed as a last option, but it is discouraged. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, once said, "Of all the lawful things, divorce is the most hated by Allah." For this reason, the first step a couple should make is to really search their hearts, evaluate the relationship, and try to reconcile. All marriages have ups and downs, and this decision should not be arrived at easily. Ask yourself, have I really tried everything else? Evaluate your own needs and weaknesses. Think through the consequences. Try to remember the good things about your spouse, and find forgiveness, patience in your heart for minor annoyances. Communicate with your spouse about your feelings, fears, and needs during these steps. The assistance of a neutral Islamic counselor may be helpful for some people.
Allahu, 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 Allahu.
As I look to nature's beauty, dazzled am I, knowing everything calls on you, the Lord Most High.
Allah الذي يهدينا جميعا, Allah الذي نعتز به جميعا.
Now it's time to look at tips to cope and move forward. This is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Find a support system. Anyone who's gone through it knows getting through divorce is taxing emotionally and spiritually. Lean on your friends and family, both new and old, to help you survive the toughest times. Finding a support system is a key to coping with divorce. It might feel challenging at first to make an effort to spend time with others, but you'll be better off for it. Reach out to old friends and make plans. Or find new friends to connect and spend time with. Support groups are an excellent place to connect with other people who understand exactly what you're going through.
سبحان الله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر
سبحان الله
Just like I spoke of granting a divorce, yes, for women mostly, it is very difficult. It is painful. But sometimes, if you know certain people in high places, then it's the opposite. I know men and I know women, and Allah is my witness, who tell me we go and see certain religious figures. And before I speak, whether it's the man or before I speak, he wants to grant the divorce. I said, but you've only heard one side of the story. Hear my side as well. He says, no, I know you're such and such. I know this grant divorce must be granted. Because I believe her side of the story. Or I believe his side of the story. In fact, I came across a real incident where a brother and a sister, may Allah bless them, alhamdulillah, they continue to be married, came to me on the very verge of divorce, the last moment. And they came to get a divorce. So they sat, both of them. And as soon as they sat and I greeted them, I looked at the sister and I said, sister, why don't you start by telling me what is the problem? So she spoke for nearly an hour and she cried. And I listened. Then I looked at him and he spoke for maybe 15-20 minutes and I listened. And then I looked at him and I said, my brother, you're wrong. What you're asking of this woman is just your traditions and your culture. It's not Islamic. If you want advice for me, from me, I can give you Islamic advice. But if you want cultural advice, I'm not the one for that. Go ask someone else. Protect your family. Protect this most beloved institution by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the eyes of Allah.
Dear friend, inshallah we learn more about divorce, especially in the view of Islam, in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
I know that I'm not alone. What I've seen has been seen before, but it hurts. us just like a thorn, a pain I never felt before. My heart said, just speak the truth. My mind said, don't be a fool. I need to get something off my mind. Don't let this silence be misunderstood. I don't know where my heart will take me, but I know your light will protect me from this fragile world.
Food for thought.
Hello dear friends, and here is what Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, told her loving husband, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, on her deathbed. Let my death not dishearten you. You have to serve Islam and humanity for long time to come. And let not my sufferings embitter your life. Please promise me, O Ali.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasir Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In our previous discussion, or in our previous episode, we discussed a tradition from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, where he mentions two indicators of a scholar. The first one, which we mentioned in the last episode, was that one of the indicators is that when critique is given for his statements or for his opinions, he takes it, and we said why. We don't want to get into it because obviously we mentioned it in that episode. But in this tradition, the other one that the Imam alayhi salam mentions is that this scholar, right, obviously in order to advance and to progress his knowledge, has to know certain things. He has to know how to go about doing the research or how to explain what he knows to his audience in a particular manner. So this is where the Imam alayhi salam mentions, is that yes, okay, a scholar is open to criticism. That is one of the signs of it. In order for him to, and another one is that yes, the scholar is one who has knowledge, but he is able to transfer that knowledge to others in a proper manner. So the Imam says that, so obviously continuing from the first part of the tradition, that where the Imam says that from the indicators of a scholar is his knowledge, وَعِلْمُهُ, to what? To the realities of the skill set, or rather of the methodology within a academic setting. بِحَقَائِكِ فُنُونِ النَّظَرِ, that he has knowledge of how to discuss that particular thing. So now we can say that he has the ability to teach properly. He has the ability to explain his methodology to others. He has a particular methodology and a particular method. Or in a particular discussion with other people, he understands that this discussion, there has to be a certain etiquette to that discussion. And the intention for him to come to that discussion is to progress, is to acquire the truth. So basically what we can say is that both of these, the accepting of the critique and the knowing of how to discuss, which obviously comes from the ability, or both of them come and stem from that particular principle, that a true scholar is one who wants and wishes and desires only to find the truth. This is where this will lead to. There is no other place that this will lead to. That if a person accepts critique, means there's something wrong, then go find the truth. In the ability to discuss with others, their opinions obviously will go back and forth, and the ability to merge those opinions, to find what is good, will obviously then lead him to go and find the truth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhim as-salam, that we are of those who are of the ones of knowledge. We are not arrogant with our knowledge, and we are of those who spread that knowledge for the blessings of that knowledge itself, and for us to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and in the next. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا
أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome back everyone. So before we go, let's recite a salawat everyone. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are, as we said, okay, we want to practice one of the surahs of the Holy Quran with the rules and the points that we have learned so far from the beginning of these classes up to now. So like the rules of Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma, how to say them. Fathatain, Kasratain, Dhammatain, Alif Maddi, Waw Maddi, Ye Maddi, okay. And also Tashdeed, Sukoon, Qalqala. All these rules that we have studied so far, we will inshallah apply on the Surah Tush-Shams, page 595, Surah Tush-Shams, Wash-Shamsi, Wadduhaha. And the students who are here from Sevier International School, inshallah, all together we will repeat and practice them. Mahdi, can you read this ayah?
Wal-Qamari idha talaha.
No, the first ayah.
Wash-Shamsi wa-duhaha.
Ahsan. Everyone?
Easy.
Wash-Shamsi wa-duhaha. So recite. Wal-Qamari.
Wal-Qamari idha talaha. Wal-Qamari.
When?
You say
when?
Say again, you say one.
Yes, I'm showing you.
Recite it with a beautiful voice again.
Let's skip,
yeah.
Next ayah.
Skipping, yeah.
So, wait. We forgot to tell you about, to practice this dhal. The dhal is there, right?
Ida. Yes, but when they say dhal, he says zal.
No, Hadi, no, don't repeat
accent.
It. Okay, don't
accent.
Repeat it like zay.
Dhal.
Say
that one.
That's listen yes, to Hadi. Yeah. Hadi recites this ayah.
والقمر إذا تلاها.
أحسن.
Yeah, nice.
See, والقمر إذا إذا إذا. Don't say إذا يضاء يوانو. إذا.
Why is ayah 4 so dark?
So.
It just written in very
third
dark.
Third ayah من حلسين will recite.
Okay. والنهار إذا جلاها.
There is a تشديد on لام.
جلاها.
Again.
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا.
أحسن. Everyone.
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا.
أحسن. Okay. So what is the tajweed rule here? I mean the rules that we have studied.
The.
Which one?
Oh. The.
The. The. Ashad and Alif.
Alif Maddi.
Yes.
Ashdeed.
If you want to recite it in a good way.
Yeah.
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا.
أحسن. أحسن. So we have tashdeed one, we have ha, alif maddi,
and
we have
another,
and dhal we have.
Tashdeed. Tashdeed.
Tashdeed.
Why do you say one
then?
Okay.
Okay.
So.
No. He's not your teacher.
Sir.
What about me?
I
what
learned from
me?
My teacher, one Qamar.
No, well,
Qamar. Muhammad Yahya will recite.
Well, Qamari.
Muhammad Yahya will recite the next ayah.
Wal-layli idha yaghshaha.
Everyone. Wal-layli idha yaghshaha. So what is the point here about the dhal? Yes?
Yeah,
dhal.
Dhal, and we have here the shdeed and
Ghain.
Alif. And ghain.
Ghain.
Ghain. Okay, that gurgle sound, yeah?
And then the next ayah.
The next one?
No,
Iwi.
Hey. What about me?
Yeah, you read the algebra.
Sir,
read
no,
I read
the
algebra.
Then you read the second ayah.
Yeah, it's
Mahdi. No, he's after
teacher
you.
Mahdi. Teacher yes. Mahdi. Go on.
Teacher Mahdi,
say,
go on.
Say,
don't say one sama, okay?
No. But it's his turn.
No.
From here, it turns.
It's his turn then.
No. From
his turn.
If you do not recite, others will recite.
Yeah. Others will recite. Okay, that was kind
everyone?
Of the bad.
Was
wa ma banaha.
So what is the point here?
What did you say? Mad.
Mad. Oh, we've mad. Not studied, but you know, good. Wasama in wama
bana. And we have Aleph.
No, me.
No,
okay, inshallah, we'll study about the mad, okay?
Yeah.
And Aleph. Hadi.
Wal-ardi wama tahaha.
Again.
Tahaha.
It's like wal-ardi. It's like
washamsu wa-buhaha. Are you the teacher?
It's because it's the same, but okay, it's not a word, it's a thought.
Well, are you the teacher?
I'm just explaining. Wal-ardi wama tahaha.
Great. Your own.
He is separating each part, okay? Tahaha. That's very
say
good.
Ta-ha-ha.
So say it.
Ta-ha-ha.
Ahsan. Now say ta-ha-ha. All together the verse.
No.
The verse.
You have to make it a little bit more darker, like ha. Ta-ha-ha.
Ta-ha-ha. First you correct your
ha. Ahsan. That was good. Everyone
but
repeat.
It's make repeat. It more like a thought. Wal-ardi
wama. Everyone. All together. So go on. 1, 2, 3.
وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا
أَحْسَن.
Okay, now it's your turn.
So, there are many points. One.
Who said?
ضَاد وَالْأَرْضِ ضَاد
We have ضَاد
طَحَاهَا
طَحَاهَا
Okay, pay attention to طَحَا and هَا.
Next one is my turn.
So
No, it's your turn.
Okay, no, I will not.
Okay. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا.
Okay, everyone.
وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا.
وَنَفْسٍ.
أحسن.
وَنَفْسٍ.
Next is Hadi's turn.
We have
وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا.
Okay, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. So. وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّهَا. There is no grammatical point. There is no Quranic point that we have studied so far. Okay, only تَشْدِيد هَا. Inshallah, there are some other rules. Okay, like وَنَفْسِ. Why do you say نَفْسِ؟
Because it has vowel before and they have.
Inshallah, we'll study the rule. Okay, the rule is called إِدْغَام, and it means merging.
Yes.
Okay, joining or inserting or changing letters. Okay, to one another.
Sir,
inshallah, we will study this.
Yeah.
In coming sessions.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Next one, من هل حسين. The next surah. The next ayah, I mean.
Ayah?
Yeah, ayah.
Yeah, it's ayah. Okay.
فَأَلْحَمَاهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْتَقَهَا.
What?
Sir, can I fix this?
There were many mistakes. Okay.
Okay, sir, I'll fix it.
I want to fix it.
No. After Minhal is me, so
Hadi will fix mistake.
I want to fix it.
Listen to him.
Me.
Once again, listen.
I want to fix it.
Read.
Grandpa.
Fix my mistake.
Okay.
I want to fix it.
Okay, so where was I? It was
Recite it. Recite it, Minhal, once again. Listen. Recite it.
فَأَلْحَمَاهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا.
Now change all those ha to soft ha.
Yeah.
All those.
Awesome.
فَأَلْحَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا.
أحسن.
Okay, so it's actually
فَأَلْحَمَهَا
فُجُورَهَا. Wait. Recite this ayah. Let's see the difference, yeah? Recite this ayah.
فَأَلْحَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا.
Okay, recite this ayah.
I didn't talk
quite, 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 quite.
فَأَلْحَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا.
You are saying
فُجُورَهَا. Recite this ayah.
No, yeah, you said it.
You said it.
فَأَلْحَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا.
Grandpa, read it again.
Okay, Hadi will recite now.
فَأَلْحَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا.
Ahsan, the best one. Now listen to me. If I made any mistake, if I got any of them wrong, fix it.
Okay? I fix them.
I will fix.
Okay.
Me.
Let's see.
Grandpa, please. I know.
Grandpa, listen.
Grandma.
Grandma.
Quiet. He's a granny.
Quiet.
He's grandma.
Okay. Listening?
Yeah.
فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا.
There are some mistakes that have, yeah.
Again? Okay, listen again.
Sir, I see the mistake.
Okay, I fixed the mistake now.
No, because there's a sakin on the qaf.
So you didn't say taqwa.
Okay, this time.
There's a sakin on the qaf.
I remember I did, but I will repeat.
Sure.
And one thing more. Fa'alhamaha.
Okay.
Fa'alhamaha.
See, you didn't fix it.
Grandpa, listen carefully.
So?
فألهمها فجورها وتقواها.
Correct?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next ayah. There is actually, okay, we have in this ayah, we have many ha, the soft one. So be careful about the soft one. It is like, listen everyone, brothers and sisters, listen to us. It's very easy, the soft ha, okay? When you want to say this one, just breathe out, okay? Let the air out. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, it's not very heavy to say ha. Okay? Ha. So, now, let's go. There's also another one. A qalqala rule on qaf tanqu. Tanquwa.
Sir, because there's a sakin.
You are again the teacher?
Taqwa.
Grandpa.
So, the next one. Okay. The next ayah. Whose turn is it?
No, it's my turn.
No, my turn.
Hadi.
Mahdi.
No,
I'll
fix your mistake.
Grandpa.
Go on.
Okay, where is that? Qalqalaf da.
I can't recite.
Qadu.
Sorry, he said ham.
Qadu. Qadu. There's a literal. Please, can I? Qadu.
They are forcing you make mistake. Now answer them, okay, with a good recitation. Go on.
Qadu. قد أفلح من زكاها.
That's correct.
قد
no. That was correct.
قد
yeah.
There's a literal sakin on the dal.
قد أفلح من زكاها.
قد أفلح من زكاها. It's أفلح not أفلح.
أفلح.
You said أفلح.
أفلح.
Great. So قد everyone listen.
I'm saying
listen. That was correct. Listen to Hadi now. Read this ayah.
It's قد أفلح من زكاها.
Yeah, this.
قد أفلح من ذكاها.
Again, again.
قد أفلح من ذكاها.
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 Sorry, they both didn't say with a soft ha.
Okay. So should I recite? Okay, let me recite.
Grandpa.
Let me recite.
قد أفلح.
Teacher. Let me recite. قد قد أفلح من زكاها.
Yeah, that's
her.
What
they say?
Oh. So there is one qalqala on with dal, yes?
Yeah. But you did, both of you didn't.
أفلح. One very important point, Mahdi. One very important point that Minhal Hussain always gets this wrong is the hamza. Look, he says قد أفلح من زكاها. Listen to him. Listen to Minhal Hussain. Minhal Hussain, recite this ayah.
قد أفلح من زكاها.
So, thank you guys. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we practiced this surah as well. Now listen, inshallah, in the coming sessions we will move on, and the other new lessons we will practice inshallah, and we will learn. Okay, thank you so much. I really give thanks to first Allah Almighty, then really, it's a pleasure.
Then Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, then not Mahdi Hussain.
Yeah, I give thanks to IR.
I'm going to push you into that waterfall.
IRIB.
IRIB English Radio. And also Sevier International Network. Network. And also the students of Sevier International.
Yeah, me.
You.
Me.
Love you.
So,
me.
Let's recite as salawat. Thank you so much for joining us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran.
a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma la ajidu lidhunubi ghafira wala liqabaihi satira ولا لشيء من عمل القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك ظلمت نفسي ظلمت
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing this part of the divine supplication, where Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, states, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka wa bihamdik. There is no deity but you, glory be to you, and yours is the praise. We talked about tahleel, the word La ilaha illallah, and now it's the time to talk about tasbih. Tasbih means considering Allah as purified from any fault, considering Allah as free from any wickedness. It is in fact confessing to Allah's infinite perfections. Talha ibn Abdullah says, I asked the Messenger of Allah about the exegesis of Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. He said, تَنْزِيهُ اللَّهِ مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ It is regarding Allah as pure of any faults. In this regard, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, was asked about the exegesis of the same phrase. He said, It is regarding Allah as grand and purified of what every disbeliever ascribes to him. When a servant confesses to this sincerely, all the angels praise him. In fact, many of the verses in the Holy Quran introduce all the world beings as praising Allah. For example, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُ There is not a single thing but glorifies Him with His praise, but you do not understand their glorification. The reason why tasbih is mentioned in this part of supplication may be because of the fact that the servant has now acknowledged his wrongdoing. These wrongdoings and sins will keep him away from nearness to Allah. And the best way for being delivered is glorifying Allah. So this is the best position to praise Allah. The Allah would save such a servant from the darkness. The Allah would bring him to close to him.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. That God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
When the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam was entangled in the darkness of the fish belly in the dark night, فَنَادَ فِي ظُلْمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. In that darkness he called, "There is no God but you. سُبْحَانَكَ, glory be to you. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Surely I have been a wrongdoer." And the result, really interesting. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. So we responded to him, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. We delivered him from the grief, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This delivering was not only for this kind of prophet, this is for all the believers. If they all come to me sincerely, and if they all praise me when they have repented sincerely, I will definitely forgive them. I will answer them and deliver them from the grief therein. The author of the exegesis book, Minhaj al-Sadiqeen, explaining about this verse, has narrated the Prophet ﷺ who said, مَا مِن مَكْرُوبٍ يَدْعُو بِهَذَا الدُّعَاءِ إِلَّا اسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ. There is no grief-stricken who recites this verse, but his supplication would be accepted. In this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has also narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Tasbih fills the scale of deeds from rewards. Also, Allama Majlisi, in his excellent book Biharul Anwar, has narrated a valuable tradition about glorifying Allah. He says, when something made the Prophet sallallahu happy, he would say, "Praise be to Allah for this." And when some occurrence grieved him, he said, praise be Allah in all states. So, dear listeners, we understood why this is the best place to utter these words. The supplicant says, La ilaha illa ant, there is no deity but you. Subhanaka, glory be to you, wa bihamdik, and praise is all yours. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
Shuma dar in qarn mojiza kardid. ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. In the name of Allah, the exalted, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salam, hello and welcome to our audience, and particularly a warm welcome to our program, The Man Who Changed the World. This program is about the life and times of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his great soul. And in today's program, we're going to begin it by listening to a quote from the Supreme Leader, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who's going to say a few things about this great personality.
اگر عزت، عزت نفس در درون لایه‌های عمیق وجود انسان نفوذ کرد.
If self-respect permeates the deepest layers of one's being, one will not be affected by Satan. One will not be affected by human passions. One will not become a slave to lust and wrath. And Imam Khomeini was such a person.
Imam در طول